and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show with your host, Ted and Austin Brower, bringing you the latest world news and health research. This is Austin Brower, and I'm so glad to have you with us today. I guess Dad is having an issue logging on with his internet right now, so I'll be running the show for a few minutes until we get him logged on. And if you guys listened to the show last night, Dad and Hagman, Doug Hagman, went into a detailed discussion of the incident that happened Saturday night right down the road from us. Downtown Orlando is about 45 minutes down the road. Lana and I have gone there repeatedly. We were actually just there about a week ago down the Millennium Mall. So I found this particularly interesting that this happened. I don't find it odd or coincidental where it happened, simply because in Florida we have about 1.5 million concealed weapon holders here in the state. Almost everybody's got firearms. If they're not carrying them on their person, they're probably in their vehicle or at least in their house. So the fact that they chose this type of soft target would have only made sense, because most areas you're not going to get this type of response as far as very little backlash as you would at a bar that is a gun-free zone. And then they chose, like Dad said, they chose a Pulse is a gay bar, large, very, very popular gay bar. I did some numbers on it. Usually on a big night, they have around 900 people at any time. Last night, Saturday night, 2 a.m. when the shooting started, they had about 300 people in there. Now, I'm going to give you guys a couple different things. I don't want to go into it a ton of detail because I know he talked about it yesterday, but I want to give you some of my viewpoints on this and what my background is and why I know that there's a whole lot to this story that's not being told. Whether it's being covered up or it's simply another false flag. The reason being is that more than likely this situation happened in Orlando significantly. You know, Sandy Hook was a different story. There's a lot of question about that. This is a very well-known place. There's a significant amount of people there. It's in downtown Orlando. You have a lot of witnesses. This isn't something that would have been easy to try and pull off. So I think, I mean, and my prayers go out for the families and everybody that's involved. Now, one thing on here that I wanted to discuss is that nobody's bringing up any of these eyewitness accounts on the mainstream media at all. I know Hagman brought it up last night about one of the individuals that was on a mainstream news source, and he got cut off, and he stated there was a guy there that was trying to hold the door closed outside so he couldn't exit, and then he was cut off. Another eyewitness said that when he was in the Pulse when the attack occurred, he said, "I am sure there were more than one person." He said, "You know, like I said, I heard two guns going at the same time." He said that the event lasted around 8 minutes. Multiple people said they heard rapid fire in succession. This is why I said earlier, I was talking to Dad about this, and I said this was not a single shooter incident, and this is not using his AR-15 semi-automatic rifle that they're stating all over the news that he bought a week ago. There were multiple people involved in this, and I am almost 100% certain they were either using government machine guns or they were using illegally manufactured, converted machine guns. I'll tell you why here in a minute here. This was not the whole story that they're wanting to pick. Another guy said on here exactly what he said. He goes, it was not one shot at a time. He goes, it was from a machine gun. He said any witness in there will say the same thing. They eventually made it out. Even made it send machine gun sound with his mouth, like you said you hear in the movies. Another guy on here was stuck in the bathroom. He said, all I heard was gunfire after gunfire after gunfire. Eventually, I thought you were supposed to run out of ammunition, but it just kept going and going. So you have to understand that this wasn't some random attack. This guy went in there with an AR-15 with a couple mags, shot a few people, and escalated. If these numbers are accurate, if 49 people are deceased, 53 people are in the hospital, still numerous people in critical condition, this was significant. A, this guy knew what he was doing. He had help, and he also had heavy amount of ammunition on his person. Average accuracy in a military or law enforcement firefight is roughly around 30%. Now, it can go up significantly with special operations guys that are really accurate, and it can go down significantly lower when you're dealing with New York Police Department. Just being honest with you, 30% is a pretty accurate number, meaning out of three shots, one shot's probably going to hit the individual in a firefight. Now, say this guy was, his background was in security, He may have been extremely accurate. He may have been very proficient, and he wasn't having, he did not have return fire coming back to him. He basically went into this bar. There's going to be lights everywhere. There's going to be music blaring. There's going to be people all over the place, and he unloaded on all these individuals. Now, there's roughly, from the, what the news is saying, the hospitalized victims had numerous high-velocity rifle gunshot wounds. On one side I read, they said at least one victim had 11 gunshot wounds and was in critical condition. Now, what you have to understand here, so you're talking about 102 people were injured or killed is what the final number's coming out to be. So if this guy had really good accuracy, say 50% accurate, two rounds, one hit, every time, every single person in that place, he expelled 200 rounds while he was in there. Now, you're dealing with a 5.56 caliber is what they're claiming, which is an AR-15 cartridge. It's a very, very small caliber. Generally, from my friends that are in law enforcement and military, and I've been told this repeatedly, 3 to 5 rounds are usually needed to completely take somebody down with a 5.56 round. Granted, if you do a headshot, you're very accurate, one shot, one kill, can happen. Most of the time with a 5.56 caliber, though, it can take numerous, numerous rounds, and even more sometimes. So if you guys just do some basic numbers on this, 50% accuracy, which is incredible, 102 people injured, which is devastating, with 3 rounds per victim on a low side, you're looking at the fact that this guy expelled a minimum of 600 rounds of ammunition in around 7 to 8 minute period in a bar. Now, A, you have to understand how much smoke is going to be generated from this much ammunition in close quarters, how loud it's going to be, how bright it's going to be, and how unbelievably devastating it's going to be for the individuals that are being shot at and the shooter himself. This is going to be somebody that is well-trained in doing something like this. You're not going to take an average Joe off the street, even if he's gone to the range a couple times, and put him in a situation like this and start pushing out this much ammunition, and he can handle himself and still hold down people and still try and resist when law enforcement broke into the wall. That being said, this was the use of a machine gun. If he used an AR-15 semi-automatic, A, there's no possible way he could have gotten through this much ammunition this fast with this accuracy. Secondly, any type of standard AR-15, if he did modify the gun to be fully automatic, you're only going to be able to take about 200 to 300 rounds of rapid fire through those weapons before you start having round cook-offs. What that means is the round in the chamber will actually detonate before the primer even hits the cartridge because the barrel becomes so hot. This is why most machine guns are open bolt designed to prevent round cook-offs. So that being said, if he even was using a machine gun at that point, you're talking about 20 magazines of 30-round ammunition. 30-round standard capacity mags, 20 of them. That is a significant amount of reloads to have to do in a situation like this, meaning there's only two other options. He had drums or a belt fed, or there were multiple individuals in that building shooting. Only two options. Belt fed would be very difficult to pull off as a false flag because, A, those are only military. You're not buying those anywhere unless you're stealing them. Secondly, you're going to have belt links all over the place, so you're not going to be able to deny that. Thirdly, there's no way that he could have gotten in there by himself with 500 to 600 rounds of ammunition on drums, belts, or magazines and had any type of moving viability. That, you know how heavy that is to carry that much ammunition in by yourself, and not only that, be able to be proficient with your firearm and engage this many individuals. So I just wanted to bring some of these things up here and let you guys kind of understand that this was not a single false flag, or this was not a single lone gun Muslim shooter with a stock AR-15 that he bought a week ago, like they're claiming, like they're saying that he did. That's complete and total horse poo. That didn't happen. I think there were probably at least 3 to 4 individuals involved in this. In fact, it was actually interesting. There was another eyewitness account that barely got any coverage at all, and the individual was hiding in the bathroom playing dead, and he said he specifically heard the shooter on the phone saying he was the 4th shooter, and there were 3 other snipers or shooters involved, and there was one woman wearing a suicide bomber. Now, I have no idea if this is accurate, if this guy's making this stuff up at all. But from hearing about that report saying the exit doors were closed, hearing the one guy say that there were multiple guns going off at the same time, hearing the report saying it was machine gun fire that never ended, hearing this guy say that he was on the phone saying there were multiple shooters, he's communicating with them, this right here would make perfect sense on how this situation came together. Because one individual, this proficient, this armed, with this much ammunition, coming into a building with that many people and being that accurate and that effective at doing this is near impossible. I don't care who you are by yourself. It's too difficult to coordinate an attack of this scale and be all by yourself. So I think there are multiple culprits in this. I think the media is either covering that up or they don't want to admit it. I don't doubt at all that it's some type of Muslim radical extremist being involved in it, because we know we're bringing them in here, but the FBI already admitted they had this guy on his terror watch list, and they've interviewed him twice, yet he still stayed at the G4, I think, security company that's since 2007. So there's a lot of holes in this story, guys. This is a very, very, very sad situation, and it happened in Florida, so it's right down the road from us, which makes it even weirder, the fact that something like this happened. But the biggest issue to me that I saw is that they didn't even let the bodies come out of the building before the media was pushing for gun control. Oh, this is unnecessary. We have to start banning this stuff. And if you guys notice, every time this happens, it's the same narrative. It's a lone gunman who bought an AR-15-style assault weapon from a store, legally purchased it a couple weeks before it happened. You guys not hear this exact same narrative over and over and over and over again? Remember out in Colorado in Aurora, this guy went out and bought an AR-15 2 weeks before it happened. Multiple eyewitness accounts again said the gas canisters came over from both sides of the bleachers where they were sitting. Multiple people came in from the exit door with machine guns and lit everybody up and left. And then they find this guy, the Joker guy, out by his car laying down on the side of it in a stupor, drooling on himself in body armor. The exact same scenarios happen the exact same way every single time, except most of the time the individual gets killed. So there's a pattern to this, and there's absolutely no way that this was some security guard by himself that got mad about gays and decided to go out and buy an AR-15 and then drive all the way up to Orlando and engage in this massive massacre all by himself because he was in a bad mood. I don't buy that for a second. First off, this guy's been in security company since 2007. That's almost a decade. You're telling me that this is the first time in his life that he ever decided to go out and buy an AR-15, so he went and did it a week before he engaged in this? Makes no sense at all. If the guy's in security, he's in the guns. He likes firearms. He has multiple firearms, and he, including that, is going to be an AR-15. So this is just, this whole story doesn't make sense. Nothing makes sense about what they're telling us. What I just told you guys a few minutes ago, with the amount of rounds dispersed, with the amount of casualties, with the amount of wounds inflicted, this is definitely the act of multiple people engaging with multiple machine guns in a coordinated attack effort. There's no other way around it. That's the simple facts when you start putting these numbers together. So I just wanted to kind of put that out on the table. You guys make your own decisions about it. Dad and Hagman did a great job yesterday, but I kind of wanted to give you my take on it today.
Okay, awesome. That was very well done. I tell you, that was one of the best explanations I've ever heard. You know, and I've told you guys this before, Austin and I train on a regular basis with AR-15s. We have multiple AR-15s, and we're carrying four or five magazines with us, plus we're carrying, you know, our vests. Austin's running full body armor. This guy was supposed to have full body armor on. I mean, you have no idea how much 600 rounds of ammunition weighs. I mean, you're looking at 100 pounds of ammo, probably close to it. I mean, it's a lot of weight with the vest and the ammo and everything else, and to be that proficient and be able to change the magazines that often, because Austin's right, he's not walking in with a belt feed. That's not going to happen. So it had to be multiple shooters again, like we had in Aurora, and it had to be multiple. And remember this, I mean, the guy has been trained for a while. His dad ran for president of Afghanistan last year. His dad is a radical Muslim who hates the United States, who's pro-Afghanistan, who has his own talk show, and he's wondering where this guy gets these views from. And the problem we have here is this. They're using this to divide and conquer us again. It's all back to the Hegelian dialect, problem, action, solution. They want to break us up into segments. Now they take all these gay guys and they start shooting them up. Well, the gay guys are already anti-gun anyhow because they don't know how to use guns because they don't own guns, the majority of them. Now, that's not true in every case, and I'm being stereotypical, and I know that's kind of bad, but it's just the truth. But the majority of the gay guys don't use guns. They don't go out and hunt. They don't go out and collect deer heads. They don't do that. Okay, it's, you know, they'd rather go cook and, you know, do things like that. That's what they're involved in because of the right brain mindset. So the reality is this. These guys were an open, easy target. Now, here's the other thing that I've got to say. I didn't see any photos, any videos of any ambulances loading any bodies that I could see, period. Now, that's the thing that we saw, the same thing happened with Sandy Hook. We didn't see any of this. So I said this on Hagman last night. You know, why are we not allowed to see the body count? Why are we not allowed to see the bodies coming out? Now, I'm not some gory guy that I want to see this stuff and I want to see bloody bodies. I got that. But none? None? And Doug said that it would take 50 bodies. It would take probably a day and a half to remove all of the corpses because they've got to come in and do a full investigation of the crime scene. They've got to pick up all the brass shells. They've got to outline all of the bodies. They've got to clean up all of the blood. They've got to do all of this stuff. It's like when you have an accident here in Florida on the interstate and somebody dies, they shut the entire interstate down. And they analyze it. They bring the tapes out. They bring the measures out because they've got a thing here that somebody may be charged with manslaughter on the highway. If there's a DUI, they got to figure out exactly what happened. And they just don't. They don't care because this investigation is more important than people traveling on the way, and they divert the traffic. Now I got all that. We all get all that. Now that's important to have all done. But the reality is, Austin's right. Think about this: one guy gets shot 11 times. That's impossible without an automatic weapon. Now, because an automatic weapon will discharge around 7 rounds a second. That's what it'll do. Now, so if you've got a 30-round magazine and you're holding up and you've got one guy standing in the corner and you open up on him and you give him like a second and a half burst, you're going to put about 11 rounds in him. You can't do that with a semi-automatic weapon. You can't do that because the body falls too fast unless you just walk over there and keep shooting the body when it's laying on the floor. But that's not what they said this guy did. So we've got fully automatic weapons that are doing full bursts, and all of a sudden these guys are getting out. We don't even know if the guy came in, shot up the place with three or four other guys, then they ran out the back door, barricaded it from the backside. Stay with me, Austin. They come in there with three or four man team. The place starts emptying out. They shoot a bunch of people. The guys are holding the team in. They run out the back door. They barricade the back doors. They get in an escape vehicle and they leave. Now they got one guy left in there. Now, but they've already shot all these people up with all the fully automatic fire. Now they take off. And now if this one guy really was left in there and now he comes back in, you know, screaming, you know, thing to Allah and, you know, and ISIS, and then he ends up getting killed. The problem is this. This is why I went to Europe, okay? I wanted to see if the German border was closed coming out of Czechoslovakia. It was. I wanted to see if the German border was closed going into Hungary. It was not. I mean, I wanted to see all of these different things. I wanted to see if the Swiss border was closed coming out of Italy. It was not, but they were fully armed personnel there. So when you read all of this stuff and you hear all of this stuff, they've lied to us so much. They think we're a bunch of stinking mushrooms living in the dark somewhere and they're feeding us a pile of crap. That's how they treat us. And so they expect everybody to take these narratives. I mean, why didn't he buy an AK-47? Why was it another AR-15? There are all kinds of detachable clip weapons that are out there with ammunition that's available for them that would do the job. It's always AR-15. They're burning that indelibly into your mind, so that's all you think. AR-15s are bad. AR-15s are not even it's a high-powered rifle cartridge, but it's not anything what a 308 will do. I mean, it's nothing. It's nothing compared to a 308. A 308 is usually a one-shot, one-kill gun. Austin's right. 3 to 5 rounds unless you hit a vital organ or hit the brain with an AR-15. And we've trained with these guns. We've rolled around in the sand with these guns. We've shot underneath cars with these guns. We've shot through windshields with these guns. We've cleared mock housing with these guns. I mean, you can't just reload these guns that quickly unless you're counting your magazines like I talked last night. If you got a 30-round banana clip in there and you slam it in and you shoot it down to 28 rounds and now you discharge, you pop the next banana clip in, okay, you can do that. But to do that with one hand while you're holding the other hand up and getting it out of your tactical vest and installing it in the weapon, it's hard as crap and not look down and be looking around. But if there are three or four shooters in there, that would prevent the guys from rushing one shooter, Austin. Because if you've got four guys that are opening fire simultaneously and they're taking turns exchanging weapons or exchanging magazines, one guy empties his mags, drops the mag, picks it up, does another load, the other three guys are still shooting. That would allow nobody to rush the shooter. Am I correct?
Absolutely. And the thing you have to understand, too, if this guy was running standard capacity magazines, one person, stay with me for a second, because think about this. If the narrative's the same. He bought an AR-15 from the store with 30-round magazines. That's the standard capacity for an AR-15. For roughly, like I said, the numbers that I put together, which are fairly accurate, I guarantee you they are when they do full ballistics, if they ever disclose it, 500 to 600 rounds had to be expelled for this type of body count and this type of casualty. That means in 30-round magazines, he would have had to have carried 20 magazines on his person. My rig, the maximum I can carry on it is 8 magazines at a time. You run out of space to carry that many magazines. So for him to go in there with that many mags or even drums and try and reload those repeatedly over and over and over and over again, and you're absolutely right, not have somebody eventually try and pile on top of him or dogpile or two or three guys rush him. Now, granted, like I said, I understand it had to be a terrifying situation. I guarantee you it was deafening. You couldn't hear anything but ringing after that many rounds were expelled.
Smoke.
But there's no way that that individual did that and kept reloading repeatedly over and over and over and over and over and over again with a semi-automatic AR-15 with 30 rounds. It would take too long, too much time, and there's no way he could get a body count that high with that level of accuracy with continuing to do reloads with a semi-automatic weapon. Could happen, but like you said, you bring 2, 3, 4 shooters in there and they're all running high capacity mags. Well, now all of a sudden that's not that big of a difference. You know, you got 500 or 600 rounds expelled, you got 4 shooters with 30-round magazines, you're only looking at 1 reload, maybe 3 or 4 reloads per guy at any given time, and that's about it. You're gonna hit that capacity as far as what they dispelled. So yeah, you're absolutely right on that. This whole narrative of what they're trying to force down our throats again, every single news site I went on had a picture of an AR-15. You know what they said? AR-15 assault weapon. That's what they said every single time beside it. AR-15 assault weapon with a photo of the exact same one over and over again. The same thing they did at Sandy Hook, the same thing they did in Aurora, Colorado. Like you said, they're programming the American population to demonize that gun, not because of the caliber, not because of the capacity, because it is pretty much the most commonly heavily used sporting gun in the United States. The United States military uses our standard issue for our military boys. Almost everybody you know, if they have some type of sporting rifle or, you know, capacity magazine rifle, it's an AR-15. That's why they're trying to demonize it, because the level of people that own that gun, the regularity of the cartridge that's used, and the amount of people that know what that gun can be used for if appropriately trained with, that's why they're demonizing it, and that's why they keep saying it over and over again. He bought an AR-15 assault weapon a week ago. No, he didn't. This whole story, nothing lines up with the story at all as far as him doing it by himself with a brand new stock AR-15 that he bought a week ago. Nothing about that makes sense at all. Not with that type of body count.
Well, no. If you watch that movie that was done with Tom Cruise a couple years ago when the guy was the sniper on the bridge, I forgot the name of it. It'll come to me in a second.
Jack Reacher.
Yes, right. Before the whole thing got over with, there's like half a dozen people involved in the scenario of what happened. I mean, there's all these people involved in it. And there was all these other side stories. I mean, so the mainstream narrative, I mean, Obama was ready to come out with more gun control information like within a couple hours after, you know, by 1 o'clock or 1:30 when he spoke yesterday afternoon. So the sad part about all of this is, you know, it's what you said also yesterday, Austin, that Donald Trump was going to release all that stuff on Hillary this week. So
yep.
We've got to keep these false flag events going to obscure and obfuscate the press from not wanting to cover the Hillary stories and not giving any Donald Trump any coverage. Last night they were supposed to be on with Donald talking about Hillary with on Hannity and on Fox again, and everything was preempted. Everything. Now we got Geraldo Rivera running around, you know, interviewing all these people with this thing in the shooting. So the whole thing is this: where are the bodies? I want to see the bodies. I want to see the dead bodies. I want to know where the coroner's putting all the bodies. And I asked Hagman yesterday. I said, Doug, you got a lot of people in investigation, and I want you to find out this whole thing, because let's find out where they are. And then we hear the narrative that one person got shot 11 times. That's half of that. If you're running 20-round mags, that's more than half the magazine dumping into one person. I mean, you can't do that with a semi-automatic weapon, because the body's going to fall too fast. You can't squeeze the trigger that fast.
No,
unless you're walking over to the...
Yeah, and you got to remember, too, these guys at the club, regardless of who they were, what they were doing, they were not standing there staring at him for minutes on end while he just walked up and shot them. They were running every which direction, every which way, jumping over tables, diving over couches, flailing through doors, trying to do the best they could to stay alive. This wasn't like it was some, you know, fish in a barrel shoot where they were all just lined up beside each other and he got to sit there and execute them one by one. They were, this is a large club. This is one of the, like I said, the biggest gay club in Central Florida. This isn't some tiny little, you know, cracker box club that's 1,500 square feet. This is a large club. Individuals were running every direction all over the place. So accuracy at that point as well is going to go through the floor. You're not dealing with shooting, you know, in a certain direction and hitting a certain target. You got people flying every which direction, going every which way while you're trying to shoot them. So the only way to accomplish something like that would be large capacity, like I said, drums with a fully automatic weapon or multiple individuals with automatic weapons. No way you could get that many people flailing that many areas. I looked at a sketch as far as the schematics of the layout of the club, and it's got like a different room here and a dance floor here, cuts back over to like a lounge area. So again, like I said, this wasn't like he just walked into a, you know, 1,500 square foot dance floor, every person was standing on the floor, and he mowed them down and then walked out, and that was the end of it. It wasn't like that at all. Everybody was running every which direction. So yeah, this whole narrative doesn't make any sense to me one bit as far as what they're trying to put. But like you said, this is what they're trying to do. They're trying to get everybody's mind off what's really going on with the election, the fact that Hillary now is running as the Democratic nominee, and she's complete and total crook. She needs to be in prison. Donald Trump was going to do a full-blown press release on her today. That's what he said he was going to do, it probably today. He stated it last week. He's going to release all this information in a giant press release. Now, that's not going to come out. This is going to be on the news for the next one, probably 2 weeks, roughly. All they're going to do is talk about gun control, gun control, gun control, how we need to protect the gays, and how we need to restrict the guns. That's all they're going to discuss the whole time. That's exactly what they want. And everything else about Hillary, about the election, about what's going on in the Middle East, about what's going on in Europe, everything with the Mexicans rioting over there in California, all that stuff with Donald Trump, everything is going to completely go off the air on the media now, and it's going to focus on this only for the next 2 weeks, and that's exactly what they wanted.
Another Monica missile. Look, let me use more information. This is an interesting article. It's Orlando false flag clue number one. The alleged killer worked for G4S. This G4S is a British multinational private security company, the world's largest by revenue. It's already been exposed as having ties with Israel and the Mossad. Okay. Why does Israel and the Mossad always show up?
There you go.
And, you know, U.S., UK, Zionist Axis, CIA, MI6, and Mossad, for instance. Oh, by the way, and I didn't get a chance to cover this, but I'm going to mention it quick for a second. Angela Merkel is now folding her entire security apparatus in with the CIA and giving CIA clear, this carte blanche control over Germany. But that's another story. For instance, the G4S was helping Israel with its prisons before recently pulling out due to unfavorable publicity. It is therefore rather intriguing that the suspected mass killer has been an employee since 2007. GSG4S is connected to 9/11 and Guantanamo Bay 2, and it says previously called security G4S provided security at all three airports affected by the 9/11 attacks. Here we go. And the security G4S had bought all of Argonbright Security, the 9/11 airport security firm, just 9 months before the 9/11 attacks, and the company later ran operations at the Guantanamo Bay. Orlando falsified clue. The alleged killer already is known to the FBI. We've already covered that. Orlando false flag 3. They judge a killer shot before he could speak to be tried. Oh, yeah, that's what they love to do. Number 4, the Orlando false flag clue, supposed pledged allegiance to ISIS. Oh, yeah, let's get the ISIS thing going. Number 5, a drill occurred in Orlando. A mass casualty drill occurred in Orlando. Now, I looked that up today, and that's exactly right. Clue number 6. As with almost all false flags, these numerologists, Kabbalists, Luciferian bankers who are running this whole show, they have to put everything into numerology. They're numerologists, Kabbalists. They're wizards, okay? For a better term, they're like Harry Potter, but they're not good guys. They're bad wizards, okay? These guys are steeped in hell, and they worship Lucifer. They're numerologists, Kabbalists. They're wizards. They're not what you think, okay? They're not nice people, okay? They're Satanists who sacrifice human beings. Here's how it works. The attack took place yesterday on June the 12th, 2016. Written in American English as 6-12-2016. Okay, it already has two sixes in it. Six is June. The end of 16 is the second six. When you add 1, 2, and 2 up with the other one, which is one, it's 6-12-2016, so it's 1+2+2+0+1, it's another six. It ends up being 666 again. This occult symbolism is all over the Illuminati and these secret events. Coincidence? You decide. I mean, ridiculous. Orlando clue number 7, more than 50 dead. Another reason to suspect the narrative, the official narrative in Orlando mass shooting, is simply the number of dead victims. More than 50 dead? Greatest number of people dying since 9/11? Okay, well, we needed a big, big story to get this in the news and to push Hillary into the forefront of the American population for gun control. How does a security guard manage to possess training and prowess to kill that many people in that short of time? We come across the same loophole with Sandy Hook, where Adam Lanza supposedly shot and killed 26 people in record time. As Kevin Barrett writes, more than 50 dead, only one shooter, and the guy was not even a special forces professional, but a flaky security guard who just happened to be on the national security radar screens, like so many other now patsies. It's funny that how almost all Muslim terrorists are ridiculously ultra-competent supermen, able to take down skyscrapers and blow up the Pentagon using a couple of package openers as their only weapons, or kill ludicrously large amounts of people in mass shootings without any military training, or otherwise perform amazing feats of mass carnage, or else they are the least competent destruction workers, they get a doofuses. Conclusion, question every single thing about this. Now, this was written by a pseudonym, it's not his real name, it can't be, I don't even see it on here, so it doesn't really make any difference. But the point is, it's one of those things that we've got to understand, that if we continue to believe the mainstream narrative, guys, it adds up to 666 again. It's Makia Freeman. The reason I don't believe this is a real name is Make Ia Freeman. Okay, so it can't be his real name, I don't think, unless it's really strange, unless he's had a change to that. But now there's another article I want to read you real quick, and this is interesting too, because this is something nobody else wants to talk about as far as all these other false flags that have been done in the last couple of months. Hang on one second here. I'm pulling this up online, so don't freak out on me here. Okay, it'll come to me in a second. But what I was talking about, all the other people that have been shot in the past month with Muslim terrorists, and it's in the thousands of people are dead, hundreds of false flag or terrorist attacks have taken place, so it's just on and on and on and on and on. I'll find it here in a second. But guys, think about this for a second. Do you really want to believe all of this stuff is going on? I mean, the truth of the matter is, I mean, we have to understand something. What are we going to believe and what are we not going to believe? You know, so the Supreme Court in Canada now has said that, you know, having oral sex with animals is okay. I mean, this is just, the whole thing is just absolutely insanity what's going on in this country and how bad it's getting. So we have to get to a point where we're going to say, hey, wait a minute, let's not agree with the mainstream narrative anymore, and let's start questioning everything that comes out of Washington. Guys, they have lied to us so much, that why in the world are we going to believe anything they say when it comes from the mainstream press, Austin? But let's go ahead and get off this topic today, because I'm sure everybody's heard enough of this nonsense. There's so many other stories that we need to cover, and the sad part about it is that, you know, this is all we're going to hear about on the mainstream news now for the next month, and nothing about Hillary's going to come out. See, here's what I'm concerned is going to happen, guys. Now, listen to me for a second. I'm concerned that they're setting Donald Trump up for some major, major lie in the mainstream media, some major obfuscation, or they're setting him up to kill him. Now, God forbid that's going to happen. I don't like even speaking those words. We've got to pray for him on an ongoing basis. But that's what I'm concerned about. They're getting their ducks in a row. You can't believe this Mossad, CIA, UN, United States government, British government, MI6, you can't believe how corrupt these organizations are. Guys, listen to me. Get the book Operation Gladio. These guys are all involved in bringing heroin out of Afghanistan on C-130 transport planes back into Germany, then back to the United States to be distributed to the mob in America, bringing in $1 trillion worth of this damning stuff out of Afghanistan. Now we've got troops in Afghanistan forever, they said, because they got to protect the poppy fields. This is who's running the government through the Exchange Stability Fund started in 1934 that controls the Treasury. This is the black ops. And if you don't believe that these guys will do something like this in Orlando or Sandy Hook or Aurora or any of these other places, you're not getting a reality grip on what's happening here. These guys firebombed Dresden and killed 500,000 women and children and old men in one night. They don't care who they kill. They look at us as animals. They think we're goyim. They think we're just to be bought and sold as slaughter. They don't care about, if we kill red ants, that's how they look at us. This is what's going on. So every single thing that comes from this mainstream narrative has to be questioned. It has to be questioned, because the truth of the matter is you don't know if it's real or not unless you see it yourself and you get it from somebody like InfoWars or from me or somebody who's willing to travel. A lot of these alternative news people, they don't travel. I mean, gosh. I mean, you know, Alex does and some of his reporters do. I'm the only other one that was running over to Budapest, running over to Hungary, running over to all these different places to see what they were telling me was true. And some of the stuff was true and some of it wasn't. And I reported from these different cities. But, guys, this is a major problem. The Rothschild Luciferian group is closing the noose. These are numerologists, Kabbalists, wizards. They're Satanists. They kill little people. They're massive pedophiles. And I talked about this last night on the show. You know, we got a pedophile. A lot of the guys in Congress are pedophiles. And so now all of a sudden that, which means, and they like little boys, which means they're homosexual, which now they're going to tie together with this homosexual community. This was a major, major event that happened this weekend. This was the event that can put the final closure on the New World Order and stop them if we stand against this and we don't believe this crap. Or if the mainstream media continues to lie to the sheeple of the United States, it could be the point in time where we start losing our rights, especially with the Second Amendment. That's how big of a deal this is. So you have to question the narrative. Now, this week when things start calming down, I'm going to drive over there, and I'm going to see what's going on, see if I can find some people to talk to that may have been in there. But gosh, you know, you start asking too many questions over there, they're going to just tell you to leave. So this is what's going to happen. So guys, it's just one of those big deals. I mean, this is one of those major, major things that we've all got to stand in the aggregate. And guys, take this link from this show and send it to all of your friends when it goes on iTunes. Make this show go viral with Austin explaining how many rounds of ammunition that was going to take, with one guy being hit 11 times. Guys, that doesn't happen with a semi-automatic weapon. I fire too many rounds. It takes a day to shoot that much ammo up and do it accurately. I mean, that's a lot of ammunition. There's no way that they walked in there with one guy with one gun carrying all that ammo. That's not even possible. I mean, he can't reload that fast, and they would have charged him when he was trying to reload. I mean, I don't care how scared somebody is. If they think that you're going to shoot them and you're sitting there with your head down trying to reload a weapon and there's 10 or 12 of you, you can start throwing chairs at him, for heaven's sakes, and get a drop on him. This whole thing had to have more than one shooter again. That's my opinion. I really believe that.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Let's go ahead.
I did want to address real quick too before we switch gears on that, and that's why I said that too, as far as one shooter as well, because if this is a standard, basic civilian AR-15, as I mentioned earlier, after about 250 to 300 rounds, the amount of heat that's going to be pouring off that gun is going to make it almost unstable to shoot, as I mentioned, as far as with the round cook off. Not to mention just trying to handle the firearm with the immense heat pouring off of it, shooting that much ammunition. But what I wanted to address is that People magazine now, and remember, this is the narrative that they're pushing on everybody. One of the main things that they always push every time we see a terrorist attack is fear. Fear, fear, fear. Be scared of everything. You do not need to be scared of anything. God has not given you a spirit of fear, but of love and of sound mind. This is People magazine. They just released this just not too long ago from and People magazine, as you guys know, they're like the mouthpiece for the government propaganda. Every time you see something on People, you can guarantee you that's what they're trying to force you to believe. This is what they just came out today now. Orlando nightclub gunmen scouted Walt Disney World as well as a potential target. The gunmen behind the Orlando nightclub shooting, the deadliest mass shooting in American history, recently scouted Walt Disney World as a potential target, a federal law enforcement source told People. Nora Zine Salim told sources that Omar Mateen, her husband, Rubin had recently been scouting downtown Disney and Pulse nightclubs for attack. Unlike the four Disney World theme parks, downtown Disney, which was recently renamed Disney Springs, doesn't have security and bag check before entry. See what they're doing, guys. They're trying to make anything you do, anywhere you go, every place you go, everything you think about going to do, they want it to have security there. Metal detectors, x-rays, body scanners, pat-downs, TSA, everything. That's exactly why they just released this today. That's complete and total nonsense, because first off, trying to get even into downtown Disney to park is a nightmare. I used to go there all the time. It's a lesson in frustration. Secondly, there's a plethora of Orlando PD there on a regular basis, all the time. Thirdly, the people there are scattered out significantly, and you don't have any close quarters area like this bar. So sitting here trying to say this was an absolute moot point. Even if it was accurate, even if it was truthful, there was no reason to even bring this article up except for the only reason to instill fear in people and make us beg for more security. Please pat me down. Please run me through body scanners. I'm scared. I don't want to go there unless you feel me up. That's what they're trying to make everybody feel. That's why they released this right here. That's why they specifically said Disney Springs, which doesn't have security and bag check before entry. That's why they said it. It goes exactly with the narrative that they're trying to push. They want everybody to be terrified to walk out of their own house. So we beg our government to control us, to take our weapons, and not allow us to do anything that they don't give us permission to do. That's exactly what this is about right now.
You're right, Austin, because these cabalist bankers know the only thing standing between them and complete subjugation of the American population are our weapons, period.
Yep.
Because our forefathers knew. See what happened, and our forefathers knew back in the 1700s, you couldn't give up your weapons because the British came in and confiscated weapons. That's why they put that in the Constitution. Okay, the British came in and confiscated the weapons. They couldn't defend themselves, and they were just basically helpless against the Britons. And they started getting their weapons back and started finding ways to make back weapons, et cetera, and they started realizing you have to be armed. You have to be armed against a tyrannical regime. The Rothschild banking cartel took this country over in 1913 initially with the formation of the Federal Reserve Act. This Rothschild banking cartel is the springboard for all of these interconnecting corporate directorships and stock purchases that have been done now in the last 100 years that have pretty much made 15 or 20 companies, which are controlled by the Rothschilds, controlling the Fortune 500 corporations. That's who's doing it. You know, in 1933, Prescott Bush tried to come in and do a fascist dictatorship in the United States, and they tried to bring in Smedley Butler, who's testified before Congress, and you can watch it online. He can talk about what he did and how we had to stop this. By 33, we were bankrupt. For 34, we were having the gold seized. By 34, we started the Exchange Stability Fund, which is the shadow government that runs the United States that is funded by the black ops money coming out of the Afghan heroin. That's how it works. And these guys are the ones that do everything. That's why the Treasury can do whatever it wants to do with a purchase of anything it wants to purchase, and it's always an off-book balance sheet because they're the Rothschild. The Rothschild and the Treasury are now synonymous. We've been jacked. The country's been jacked by these cabalist, international, globalist bankers who are wizards. They worship Lucifer, and they control the attention field and the energy field on the planet. That's how they do this, and Austin said it exactly right. Now they want fear. F-E-A-R. They want fear all over the place, and Kissinger said that sooner or later, if you make it bad enough, he will beg you to come take their guns to protect them. And that's what they want. They want to make it so bad, and they don't want an election, and they don't want Donald Trump. They're scared to death of him because everybody's starting to wake up. And once we wake up and they realize that we're awake, we got a lot more guns than they do, and they can't do anything. Plus, the military is waking up. The police are waking up. Everybody's waking up. Nobody's talking about the fact that if there had been 15 or 20 other guys in there who'd been armed, they had some stupid Congress guy last night on Judge Judy, and she was talking to him, and she goes, well, wouldn't it have been better if they'd had other people in there that could have shot back at the shooter? And this blithering idiot says, oh, no, that would have just made it all much worse. We need to confiscate all weapons. What a stupid piece of crap to say something like that. I mean, he's so stupid. Well, that's why it would have been worse, man, because they've been shooting at this guy. Who knows what would happen? Well, maybe 50 people wouldn't be dead. How about that? How about if 10 or 12 of these boys had learned how to shoot a weapon, and they had them on their guns, and they go, hey, we're going to shoot you now. They pull out this pistol and go, I don't think I want you to shoot me today. How about that? And if you're going to shoot me, we're going to go out shooting each other, and have fun with that, because now you don't get to stand up and shoot us. You're going to have to duck and hide behind something while we're shooting back. The guy was so stupid. He made it about gun control, and Judge Judy should have never had him on. She knew his position, but yet she put him on. And the sad part about all of this, it goes to more of the mainstream narrative and George Soros and Murdoch and all the boys that run the media, because they had to get his point across last night already on a super conservative show with Judge Judy, and you could see the disgust on her face when he said that. And I guarantee you she was required to interview him. She did not bring him on. And that's the sad part about all of this. I've had it happen to me personally. I told you guys that back in the 90s with Kathy Fountain's show in Tampa, when they told me that I was not allowed to talk about aspartame or Monsanto, or they would pull their funding and pull their commercials for their diet soda ads off the station. I had it to me personally. This isn't something I read about in a magazine. It happened to me personally, and Kathy Fountain censored me and told me I could not talk about aspartame. It happened to me multiple times on different shows when they would say, you can't talk about this, you can't talk about that, you can't talk about this, and I was censored. And the reason for it is they don't want you telling the people the truth, because the sheeple don't want to hear the truth. They can't handle the truth. They've been so programmed in this attention field of fear that they're in. All they want them to do is to walk around and urinate on themselves if somebody's shooting at them. Well, as for me and my house, we're all armed. Everybody has to field weapons permits, and we're law-abiding citizens. Somebody comes over here, they start opening up in our house, they're going to have a really, really negative experience right back on them. And see, that's what we have to have in the United States. We've got to realize, hey, we don't want this nonsense happening, but we're not going to sit here and get shot while we're urinating on ourselves. And I say, it makes me so angry, Austin, that that stupid congressman got on TV last night and said, oh, no, no, other people in there would have just made it worse. How could you possibly make it worse if you're shooting at the person that's killing you? I'm sorry, Austin. I'm on a rant. I'm sorry. I've just been out of shape hearing about this crap. It's nauseating to me that these people believe this lie, this narrative. It's not okay. They should have had 10 people in there armed with multiple magazines. And then they could have said, hey, guess what, buddy? This isn't going to work so well for you tonight. Well, you should have picked the wrong club. That's not the goal. There's no way that one guy shot that many people and shot one guy 11 times. I know how heavy those magazines are and how heavy that body armor is. It's not possible. It's, and all, like Austin said, all these guys running through all these different rooms in this club, nix. Something else happened, and we're being fed another pile of horse crap again, is what it is, to try to take our guns away. I mean, if these guys are dead, their bodies weren't even cold before they started on gun control. It has nothing to do with gun control. It has everything to do with the globalists trying to take away our rights and take away our Second Amendment of the United States, just like they did in Canada, just like they did in England, just like they did in Australia. And now the gun and the crime rates have gone through the roof because all the illegals still have the guns and all the bad guys still have the guns. That's enough of my rant. Also, I want to talk about something else. I got myself all racked up here now. So anyway, I'm done fussing. You got anything else you want to say on this? Because we've almost done the whole show on it again.
No, you're absolutely right. Well, and the thing about it, though, I didn't hear that article or I didn't hear that interview, but what makes so little sense about it, if that's the case, if his argument's actually the case, why are every time we have one of these mass shooting events, are they always in a gun-free zone?
That's right.
Every single time, without fail. Every time. When's the last time you heard a crazy lone Muslim gunman decided to go into the Florida gun show with an AR-15 and shoot up everybody in the gun show and killed 50 people? When's the last time you heard something like that, even remotely close to that? It doesn't happen. It always happens in places where they know it's soft targets. They know people aren't going to carry firearms because that's the law, because it's a gun-free zone. people are going to follow the law. That's why I've told you guys before. It's your choice. I'm not condoning it. Whatever you decide to do is what you decide to do. When I go places and I've seen those signs, I really don't care. I choose to ignore them. The Second Amendment covers me on that. If it goes to court, if something does happen, I am covered under my Second Amendment right. I've talked to attorneys about that. Now, you make your own decision on that, and you do what you have to do. But as far as me going somewhere, I'm not going to turn around and put my firearm back in the truck so I can enter a premises. And most of the time, I try to avoid areas if they are truly gun-free zones, establishments, and they say no guns allowed on property. I usually try to avoid them because, quite frankly, I don't want to support them with my income if they treat me like I'm a criminal for wanting to defend myself if somebody comes in. But anyways, on to another article real quick. This is a health article. I want to get a couple of these in before we wrap it up for the day. A bombshell study now published in the American Journal, The Lancet, is now admitting that antidepressants kill. Last week, researchers published the most comprehensive analysis to date of the safety and efficacy of widely prescribed antidepressants in teens and children. We talked about this similar article, similar to this, a few weeks ago, but this is even more different. What they found is that the majority of antidepressants prescribed to young people had far more risk than benefits, doing essentially nothing to ease the symptoms of depression while significantly increasing suicidal thoughts, attempts, and actions, CBS News reported. Out of the 14 antidepressants analyzed by researchers, 14 of them, only one, Fluxetine, which is marketed as Prozac, proved to have any type of effect whatsoever on relieving symptoms of depression better than a placebo pill. All the other ones shown to increase the risk of suicidal tendencies in children and teens compared to the placebo. The study results are major considering the fact that antidepressant use among children, young people, is at an all-time high. Shockingly, children, bear with me guys, children under 5 years of age are the fastest growing group being prescribed mind-altering drugs. Does nobody else see an issue with that but me? Children under five. Under five. We're giving them SSRIs. Their brains aren't even significantly developed yet. They're just learning how to do their ABCs, and we're giving them antidepressants? Are you joking me right now? Lead study author Dr. Andrea Caprina said that because brains in children or teens are not yet developed, it's important to lead with caution when prescribing any type of medication because we have no idea the potential implications in the long term. Well, actually, we do. We know that it significantly increases suicidal thoughts and attempts, as she repeated now in this study here. Now, the USDA has been known for the last decade that antidepressants have extremely bad side effects, particularly in children. That's why they black box warned them in 2004. And remember what I talked about, this article I talked about last month, is that in May, the Journal of Medical Association found that nearly half of people prescribed antidepressants aren't even depressed. The antidepressant prescription records recorded only 55% were given per prescription for depression, while the remaining 45% were written for anxiety, sleeping problems, pain, panic disorders, and ADHD. But this is a serious issue, guys, that we have going on now. We're putting children on these class 2 amphetamines with these dissolvable, chewable Adderall pills now that they're coming out with. We're putting them on SSRI antidepressants. These children don't even know what the word depressed means. They don't even know what the word hyperactive means. They don't even comprehend what all this is going on. They're simply kids being kids, and yet the pharmaceutical companies are so stinking greedy. All they want to do is put more people on more medications. They already have almost everybody over the age of 25 on every type of medication you could possibly be on. So now they have to go down. They have to start going to the children to put them on every type of medication they can possibly have. That way they can have the entire population with the entire age bracket covered with their pharmaceutical nonsense. But I just wanted to bring that up today because this is becoming an epidemic with these pharmaceuticals in the United States. And then we wonder why, like, I'm not linking this at all, but I'm saying we wonder why we see people act like this, do shootings like this, Columbine, all kinds of crazy, insane behavior, and we wonder why they engage in this type of behavior, and we look at stuff, and we see they're putting kids under the age of 5 on antidepressants now. It's got to stop, guys. And if you know people that are doing this to their kids or you have family, talk to them. Say, hey, there's other options. Let's see if we can do something with health and nutrition. Let's exhaust every possible natural aspect before we go on these medications.
No, Austin, you're very well said. Young children are being put on these drugs. Kids are killing themselves. But again, this is the globalist mindset. I'm going to break it down again real simple. The Grothschild banking cartel combined with the Vatican, you know, the CIA, the Mafia, and all these different organizations which are tying together in these globalist functions. The Rothschild banking cartels are the front people for the entire purchase of almost all the pharmaceutical corporations and almost all the major news corporations. Their interlocking corporate directorships and stock purchases with their trillions of dollars in off-book balance sheets through the Exchange Stability Fund. This is what it's all about. They control the media and they control the drugs. It's not enough to be bringing $1 trillion with heroin in the United States and distributing to people and having heroin deaths at an all-time high. That's not enough. What they want to do now is encourage everybody to become a victim and have a victim status. I'm suffering with depression, so I have to take these 4 different SSRIs and these serotonin that we read up and inhibitors and all this other kind of stuff. That's what they want to do. Everybody's going to be a victim. Everybody's going to be drugged into a stupor, so everybody's going to believe the mainstream media. Everybody being a beta wave or a theta wave or an alpha wave state, and they're going to sit there and just kind of just drool on themselves watching TV thinking it's all okay. This is nuts that we've allowed them to do this to us and program us like this. This is straight out of Leipzig. You need to read the book, The Leipzig Connection, and this is straight Animal Skinner programming. It's all problem, action, solution. It's all divide and conquer, and they're doing it over and over and over. If the entire population is drugged into a stupor, they're going to listen and do whatever they're told to do because they're going to be servile and infertile, just like they were in the concentration camps. Remember, all that research that was done by those Nazis in the concentration camps, they didn't dispose of that research. They kept it and they utilized it. Guys, I hope you enjoyed the show today. High energy show. Here's our music playing. It's already over with. Thank you for supporting Health Masters. We've got some great products to really, really help to maintain good, healthy moods at the office. Please sign up for our newsletters and please support Health Masters so you can continue to broadcast this show and continue to help all the people all around the country. We love you and we appreciate you. And please pray for the people and the families that were affected by what happened in Orlando. Because, guys, listen to me. It's a major, major tragedy when people like this run around killing people who didn't do anything wrong. What do you think, Austin? You go ahead and close.
It is. It is a tragedy. Keep them in your prayers, please. And you guys have a safe, blessed night. Stay prepared. Always have situational awareness. Be ready for anything. We appreciate everything, guys. We'll talk to you tomorrow between 3 to 4, same time as always.